Blessing on the earth. But one day, his words would take on a new meaning, for God would bring a special blessing as he sent his only son to the earth. And once again, God would use the very canvas of the heavens to demonstrate his glory and to announce the coming of a holy birth.
Thank you.
among the first to contemplate the message of the skies were astrologers from the east. As they studied the heavens, they discovered a star in the eastern sky. They became convinced that the light was a sign of a new king. With the star to guide them, they set out on a journey to investigate its meaning. And now, though many generations have passed, we still look to the star as a symbol of eternal hope and everlasting life. Cast its light across the Judean countryside, shepherds camped under the skies, watching their sheep. They had just secured their flock and settled down for a peaceful night of rest. Little did they know, they were about to witness the most dramatic heavenly display that ever was. This event would demonstrate once and for all that the newborn king had come for all humankind, not only for the highly educated or the elite of society, or even the devoutly religious. But these common shepherds had no high position or social prestige. Still, the very angels of heaven came to fill the skies and bring them this extraordinary proclamation. wonderful thing that had been told to them, they raised their voices shouting praises to God. Into Bethlehem. When they found Mary, Joseph, and the child, they fell to their knees and worshipped him. Soon they were telling everyone in Bethlehem all the angels had said. The reports caused quite a commotion. The people of Bethlehem asked themselves, "Who is this baby who attracts the attention of wealthy foreigners and humble servants and causes them to travel great distances? Who is this child of whom the angels sing, whose birth even the stars would celebrate?" Throughout his life and beyond, even to this day, people have continued to ask, "Who is this baby? Who is this child? Who is this man?"
Who is this babe of Bethlehem? Dead angels celebrate his birth. Dead a sorceress man to worship him. Who is this babe of Bethlehem? Who is this babe, this child of Nazareth? Who filled the temple with awe and caused the learned men to ask, "Who is this child of Nazareth?"
Thank you.
Mary and Joseph knew from the start that this baby was no ordinary child. Still, they must have been overwhelmed by what people were saying about their new son. But after all the commotion was over, in those quiet moments that every mother spends with her baby, Mary must have dreamed of all that her little son would become. How proud she would be as he grew and fulfilled all that had been said of him.
Mary, the Lord is indeed gracious to us. Dream your dreams, but be thankful that the Lord does not allow us to know the future. For this child, the shadow of a cross stands still against the tenderness of these moments. Treasure these times, Mary, for one day they will help to comfort you.
Mary's love was strong, but it could not hold Jesus back from his destiny. For God's love was stronger still, and he had sent his Son for the wondrous work of redemption. The love of God made the cross of shame and humiliation a necessity, an innocent baby, a righteous man, exchanging his life for ours. He freely gave himself that we who might believe might live. Christ came to earth, God and man in one person, to provide the way to eternal life. This tiny infant grew to be a teacher, a healer, and ultimately a savior. Through his birth, his sacrificial death, and his resurrection, he became the bridge between God and humankind. For through Christ, we are reconciled.
Thank you.
timeless message of Christmas, we are once again reminded of the psalmist's question, Who are we that the Almighty, everlasting God would even think of us? And who are we that God subjected His Son to the cruelties of the world so that we might have eternal life? Yet, God demonstrated His love for us through the event of Christ's birth. The heavenly gesture has been made. What then shall be our response?
Thank you. We would thank the choir for that evocative celebration of Jesus' birth.
我们谢谢诗班那么美好的歌声来歌颂扬主耶稣的诞生。
One of the joys of Christmas is that we can spend extended time in worship, in song, and music.
圣诞节其中一个好处就是我们可以用更多的时间一起来用音乐来敬拜。
And briefer times in sermons.
那讲道就可以短一点。
Christmas has many associations.
圣诞节对我们来说有不同的观念。
For Americans, Christmas means frenzied shopping in crowded malls.
对美国人来说呢，就是去这个逛街的时间，去买东西的时间。
We celebrate a fat fellow with a white beard, dressed all in red.
我们也想到一个胖子穿着红颜色的衣服。
He lives at the North Pole and has the wonderful benefit of working only one day a year.
他可能是从北极那边下来的，大概一年只工作一天。
He flies around in a sleigh pulled by 8 reindeer.
那他是坐在那个桥子是八个这个小鹿在拉的。
Or perhaps 9 if we count Rudolph.
如果把那个红鼻子的那个小鹿的话就九着。
He can park his sleigh on people's roofs and he never slides off.
然后他的桥子就停在人家的屋顶上面呢，从来不会滑下来的。
This year, my Christmas wish is that while he's up there, he bring no gifts, he just clean out my rain gutters.
我希望今年的话，他不用带什么礼物给我，就把我的这个房子的水沟就可清一下就好了。
He manages this fat fellow manages to squeeze down a chimney.
那这个胖子可以这个在烟囱下面滑下来。
But he's never burned by the fire in the fireplace or by the furnace.
可是呢，从来不会就在这个火炉里面被烧着。
He's assisted by a lot of little guys that look much like him.
那有很多小伙子跟他的样子差不多的陪着他。
And provides gifts for all the good children and coal for the bad.
然后呢，就给那些好的小孩子很多的礼物，坏的话什么都没有。
Now these are some of the associations of Christmas for Americans.
这个是在美国我们一般人对圣诞节的构想。
Recently, I heard on National Public Radio that's a little bit different in Holland.
最近呢，我听收音机听到有关于荷兰的，就有一点不一样。
There, they open their gifts on December 6th.
那他们是在十二月六号来开礼物。
Santa Claus is not known by that name. He's called Saint Nicholas.
这个圣诞老人呢，他的名字叫圣尼古拉。
He's not fat and jolly. He's stern and very thin.
他一点都不胖，其实呢，他是非常非常的瘦。
He doesn't dress in red. He dresses much like the Pope.
他不穿红颜色的，他穿着呢，好像教皇一样。
He has a long robe and a hat, which is embroidered.
有一个长袍，然后一个帽子。
His outfit comes because he used to be Bishop of Turkey.
原来他的身份呢，原来是在土耳其的一个主教。
And according to the Dutch, he doesn't live at the North Pole. He currently resides in Spain.
按照荷兰的传统呢，他是从这个西班牙那边过来的。
He doesn't arrive by a sleigh pulled by reindeer. That would be silly.
他不是这个坐着桥子这样过来。
Instead, he arrives in Holland by boat.
乃是呢坐船这样过来到荷兰的。
And then he disembarks and rides a white horse.
然后呢，而且是这个走的时候呢是骑着白马。
He docks in late November, and then he spends a couple of weeks touring the countryside for research.
他这个十一月底的时候就来到这个地方，然后呢就在这个郊区的地方慢慢的看。
He has to find out which children have been naughty and which children have been nice.
看一下哪一些是乖的小孩，哪一些是坏的小孩。
And what each of them want.
然后每个小孩他们希望什么的礼物。
His assistants are not short elves.
那他的助手呢不是那些矮矮的小人。
But between 6 and 8 black men.
那是有六个到八个这个黑人。
Apparently, nobody knows exactly how many, just somewhere between 6 and 8.
那他们也不确定到底多少人，大概是六个到八个左右。
The Dutch used to consider them Santa's slaves, but in the 1950s that was decided to be politically incorrect.
那以前的话呢，就考虑他们是这个黑奴，但是到了50年代、60年代呢，就觉得这个不恰当。
So now they're just Santa's good friends.
他们呢现在是圣诞老人的好朋友。
Now the biggest difference for the Dutch is this.
那在荷兰来说最大的不一样是这样。
Good children get very small gifts.
好的孩子呢拿到一个小礼物。
Not like in America where you get anything you could possibly hope for.
啊，不像在美国的话，我们想象的是一个很大的礼物。
Naughty children get beaten by Santa with sticks.
顽皮的小孩呢，他就用棍子被打。
Now that sounds Asian.
这个比较像我们亚洲人。
My wife is returning to Malaysia, and my son has asked her to bring back 20 canes so he can give them to his school teachers and show them what school is like in Asia.
我的小孩呢，叫妈妈回去的时候，从亚洲带来这个20个棍子，交给老师，让他们看看这个那边的这个学校是怎么一个样子。
Now the really bad children.
最坏的小孩呢？
Saint Nicholas and his assistants put them in sacks and carry them back to Spain.
这位圣尼哥拉呢，就把他们放在一个袋子里面，把他们带回去西班牙。
So you can imagine it is much easier to be a parent in Holland than it is in America.
我想在荷兰做父母的话，是比在美国容易多了。
Christmas Eve, all we can say in America is be quiet, be good, go to sleep because Santa won't come if you're still awake.
圣诞夜的话，我们对小孩子可以说：“哎，乖一点哈，安静一点。不然的话，这个老人就不来了。”
But in Holland, you can say.
但是在荷兰呢，会这样说。
Before you go to bed tonight, you might want to gather a few of your belongings, some clothes and some shoes.
今天晚上你还没睡觉以前呢，可能你休息一下你的衣服哈，可能圣诞老人会来。
Because Santa is going to come tonight, and he might leave you a little candy in your stockings.
那他来的话，可能会把一些糖果放在你的袜子里面。
Or he might beat you with sticks, stuff you in a sack, and bring you back to Spain.
那也有可能呢，他把用棍子打你，然后把你放在那个袋子里面，把你带走。
We don't know for sure, so you may want to be prepared.
所以既然我们不确定的话，你最好准备好。
Of course, none of this has anything to do with Christmas.
当然，这些的故事跟圣诞的争议都没有关系的。
These are the celebrations we have in our country, but they have very little to do with Jesus.
这个是我们这个国家庆祝圣诞的方法，这个跟耶稣基督一点关系都没有。
Santa Claus, shopping malls, gift giving.
圣诞老人啊，这个送礼物等等。
Now, this has very little to do with the true meaning of Christmas.
啊，都不是圣诞的争议。
Instead, the real meaning of Christmas is well captured by the cantata.
那圣诞的真意呢？刚才诗班已经唱出来了。
Christmas contains a mystery.
圣诞包含一个秘密。
And Christmas contains a marvel.
这个圣诞呢，也是带给我们一些的惊讶。
Christmas contains a mystery.
一个是秘密。
A stupendous, an incredible, even an impossible story.
一个不可相信、不可思议的一个故事。
A baby is born.
一个小孩诞生。
Chubby with ruddy cheeks.
胖胖红红脸面。
Like any other baby.
好像任何一个小孩一样。
He needs to be fed.
他需要人家照顾。
He needs to be changed and cleaned.
也需要把他清洗。
Like any other baby.
像别的小孩一样。
He cries when he's hungry or soiled.
他饿的时候他就会哭。
He cries when he's scared.
他害怕的时候，他也会哭。
Like any other baby.
就好像其他的小孩一样。
He must learn how to toddle.
他要学会怎么样去叫。
How to walk.
怎么样去走。
How to talk.
怎么样去讲话。
Like any other baby.
就好像任何一个小孩一样。
He goes to school to get an education.
他到学校里面学习。
Like any other child.
也就像任何一个小孩一样。
A baby is born.
一个婴孩为我们而生。
Just like any other baby, in most ways.
从很多的角度来看，跟其他的小孩都没有两样。
But not like other babies, in every way.
可是呢，他有不一样的地方。
A baby born to a virgin.
他是从一个童贞女怀孕而生的。
They knew this could not happen, just as we know.
他们觉得不可能的事，我们也觉得不可能。
His arrival proclaimed by nature.
他的诞生是在宇宙里面才唱出来。
The stars in the heavens pointed astronomers to his birthplace.
天上的星星引导这几位博士从东方到那里来。
He was welcomed as a prince, but he was far more.
他好像一个王子这样被欢迎，可是呢，他比王子还要高贵。
The God who created heaven and earth.
那个创造宇宙万物的主宰。
The God whose praise the angels sing.
上帝, 啊, 就是这位上帝, 所有的天使都歌唱了的,
the baby was God.
这位婴孩就是上帝。
The baby became a man whose voice calmed an angry storm.
这位婴孩慢慢成为一个大人之后呢, 他可以平静风和海。
He healed the sick.
他医治生病的人。
He enabled the lame to walk.
他叫那些瘸腿的可以走路。
He caused the blind to see.
叫瞎眼的可以看见。
The deaf to hear.
耳聋的可以听见。
He freed those oppressed by demons.
就被这个魔鬼捆绑的，他们得到释放。
The man died.
他死了。
And his death was mourned by the heavens and the sun.
他的死呢，是月亮啊，太阳都在为他悲哀。
He rose from the dead.
他从死里面复活。
He conquered death.
他却胜过死亡。
He ascended into heaven.
他升到高天。
And this ascended one shall return again.
而且那位升到天上的有一天要再回来。
Who is this baby?
到底这个是谁呢?
This child.
这个小孩是谁?
This man.
这个人是谁?
The Gospel of Matthew tells us this about him.
马太福音这样的告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 20, we read, This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace,
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她。
He had in mind to divorce her quietly.
她就想暗暗的把她休了。But
while he was considering this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
当约瑟思念这件事情的时候，有主的使者在梦中向他显现说,
Joseph, son of David,
大卫的子孙约瑟。
Do not be afraid to take Mary home to be your wife.
不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。
The child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
因为撒头所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
This is the mystery of Christmas.
这个是圣诞的秘密。
A baby born of a virgin.
一个婴孩从一个童贞女怀孕所生。
God come in the flesh.
上帝成为人的样子。
A baby like any other baby.
一个婴孩好像其他的婴孩一样。
A baby like no other baby.
却是一个婴孩跟其他的婴孩都不一样。
This is the mystery of Christmas.
这个是圣诞的秘密。
That God can come in the flesh.
神成为人的样子。
And that God does come in the flesh.
而且神道成为肉身。
Not as a powerful ruler.
不是一个非常有权柄的君王,
but as a helpless baby,
乃是一个无助的婴孩,
not with threats to menace us,
不是用恐吓来管理我们,
but with a gentleness that appeals to our hearts,
乃是透过他那种的谦卑的态度来引导我们。
Christmas contains not only a mystery but a marvel.
圣诞不单只是一个秘密，也是一个惊讶。
The mystery is that God can come in the flesh to live among us.
这个秘密呢，乃是上帝可以成为人的样子住在我们当中。
The marvel is that God would come in the flesh to die for us.
这个惊讶呢，乃是神竟然会成为人的样子为我们死。
The angel told Joseph,
这个天使对约瑟说,
Mary will bear a son.
玛利亚要生一个小孩。
And you shall call his name Jesus.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
Jesus, which means God saves.
耶稣的名字就是上帝把他的百姓从罪里面救出来。
For he will save his people from their sins.
因为他要拯救他的百姓。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophets.
这些的事成就就是要应验主这就先知所说的话。
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
必有童女怀孕生子。
And his name shall be called Emmanuel.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
Which means God with us.
以马内利就是上帝与我们同在的意思。
This is the marvel of Christmas.
这个是圣诞节的惊讶。
Emmanuel, God with us.
以马内利，上帝与我们同在。
God in human flesh.
上帝取了人的样式。
Born of a virgin to live among us.
从童女怀孕生子住在我们当中。
But more than Emmanuel.
可是不单只是神与我们同在。
Jesus.
不单只他名字叫耶稣。
God saves.
不单只是上帝的是拯救。
Called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
他的名字叫耶稣，因为他要拯救他百姓的罪。
The mystery of Christmas is that Jesus would come to live among us.
圣诞的秘密就是耶稣住在我们当中。
The marvel of Christmas
圣诞的惊讶
is that Jesus would come to die for us.
乃是竟然耶稣愿意为我们的罪的缘故为我们死。
Many people say about Jesus that he was a good teacher.
很多人说耶稣是一个非常好的教师。
He comes not simply to teach us about God.
可是耶稣来不单只要教导我们关于上帝的事。
He comes to die for us.
他来乃是要为我们钉死。
God is holy and just.
上帝是圣洁的，是公义的。
By nature, he punishes sin and sinners.
从他的本性来说呢，他要判那些罪人，判他们的罪。
Because of our sin, each of us is under judgment.
因为我们的罪的缘故，每一个人都被判定了。
We are condemned to die.
我们都会死。
Rather than kill us,
可是上帝不愿意看见我们死。
God sent His Son,
他就差遣他的儿子。
Innocent and holy,
他是无辜的，是圣洁的。
To kill him in our place.
他代替我们来死。
This is the marvel of Christmas.
这个就是圣诞的惊讶。
That Christ would take our place.
耶稣竟然代替我们的地位。
So that we can take his place in the Father's affections.
好像我们可以取得他的地位，蒙上帝的喜悦。
To suffer punishment for us.
他为我们的罪的缘故受害。
That we might be forgiven for him.
以致我们因他的缘故得到赦免。
This is what we celebrate at Christmas.
这个是为什么我们在这里庆祝圣诞。
The mystery and the marvel.
是那个秘密，是那个的惊讶。
Not flying reindeer.
不是那些的驴在跑。
Not a fat man squeezing down a thin chimney.
不是个胖子在烟囱里面滑翔。
But God, creator of heaven and earth.
是创造宇宙的主宰。
Born a baby to a virgin.
从一个童贞女怀孕生子。
God ruler over all governments.
上帝掌管全地。
Dying on our behalf.
他却为我们的缘故钉在十字架。
God the Holy One.
上帝这位圣者。
Taking our sin upon himself.
把我们的罪都背负在他的肩膀上面。
God the Son dying.
上帝的儿子为我们死。
That we the children of God might live.
叫我们可以活。
We celebrate the mystery of Christmas.
我们庆祝圣诞的秘密。
Emmanuel, God among us.
以马内利，上帝与我们同在。
We celebrate the marvel of Christmas.
我们也庆祝圣诞的惊讶。
Jesus, the God who saves us.
耶稣，那位拯救我们的。
He requires only that we surrender our lives to Him.
他要求我们把我们的生命交给他。
That we come to him and say, Holy God, forgive me for all that I've done.
我们来到他的面前说，主啊，求你赦免我所做的事。
Holy God, forgive me for what I am.
圣洁的上帝，饶恕我是这样的一个罪人。
Holy God, I know I can do nothing to please you.
圣洁的上帝，我知道我不可能做任何事情叫你得到喜悦。
Loving Father,I embrace Jesus who died for me.
爱我们的天父，我要接耶稣到我的心里面。
Father, take my life.
圣父，我也求你把我的生命拿去。
I offer it to you.
我把我的生命交给你。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we would praise you for the mystery and the marvel of Christmas.
我们的上帝，我们为了圣诞的这个秘密跟这个惊讶，我们感谢你。
For the mystery that somehow the infinite God can be contained within human flesh.
这个秘密乃是这个无限的上帝竟然成为人的样子。
Not in the flesh of an emperor or a king or a president.
不是好像一个君王一个总统一样。
But that the infinite eternal God would be contained in the flesh of a human baby.
乃是永恒的上帝成为人所生的一个婴孩。
We praise you.
我们赞美你。
For the marvel of Christmas.
为了圣诞的那个惊讶我们献上感谢。
We praise you that this baby would live.
这个小孩小婴孩可以活下去。
And die for us.
而且为我们死。
And we worship you this Christmas.
所以在这个圣诞节我们特别来敬拜你。
For your great gift to us.
为了你给我们的礼物我们献上感谢。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
And now the children's choir will come to lead us in worship.
然后我们有这个儿童诗班进来。